Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And as we mentioned back in August, we had planned our celebration of the birth and life of Barbara Cook for closer to her birthday, since we lost her at the beginning of August. And she was an important part to those of us who are musical theater lovers. So since her birthday is coming up in a few days, on the 25th of October, we are celebrating the career, as much as we can fit into an hour, we really could do about 4 hours worth, of Barbara Cook, who was just an inspiration to so many people.
She was born in 1927 on October 25th in Atlanta, Georgia, and she got to Broadway relatively quickly when you compare her start with the starts of some people.
Well, in 1948, when she was 21, she and her mother made a trip to New York, and she decided she was going to stay and make it in the theater. And within a very short time, she was on Broadway.
Well, I'm going to play as my first selection, my first choice, something that I play for people when I want to stump them. I say, who is this? And I ask them what the song is and who are the singers. And nobody has ever gotten it right unless they already own the CD that it's from. So here's our opening number by Barbara Cook.
I saw a peanut stand, heard a rubber band. I saw a needle that winked its eye. But I think I've seen about everything when I see an elephant fly. I saw a front porch swing, heard a diamond ring. I saw a polka dot railroad tie. But I think I've seen about everything when I see an elephant fly. I even heard a chocolate drop. I went into a store, saw a bicycle shop. You can't deny the things that you see, but I know the certain things that just can't be. The other day by chance saw an old barn dance, and I just laughed till I thought I'd die. But I think I've seen about everything when I see an elephant fly. I saw a peanut stand, heard a rubber band. I saw a needle that winked its eye. But I think I've seen about everything when I see an elephant fly. I saw a front porch swing, heard a diamond ring. I saw a polka dot railroad tie. But I think I've seen about everything when I see an elephant fly. I saw a clothes horse rear up and buck. They tell me that a man made a vegetable truck. I didn't see that, I only heard. Well, just to be sociable, I'll take your word. I heard a fireside chat, saw a baseball bat, and I just laughed till I thought I'd die. But I think I've seen about everything when I see an elephant fly.
Most people recognize that as a song from Dumbo, but unless you have the Barbara Cook Sing Disney CD, you might not have recognized her and her two alter egos, which are both her, and there are three names in the song list, and the other two names besides Barbara Cook are anagrams for Barbara Cook.
Somebody had a great deal of fun there. Now, Cook did a great deal of television. She did do some television musicals, and she did show up on a couple of animated features, and we're going to one of those now. Thumbelina is an animated feature that was overlooked by many, and Cook only got to do the reprise of one song as Thumbelina's mother. And we liked it so much, it's music and lyrics by Barry Manilow, that we wanted to include it. Here she is to sing the reprise of Soon. From the animated feature Thumbelina, that was Barbara Cook with Soon.
One of the things that Barbara Cook did in the 1950s on television, in addition to Bloomer Girl, was Hansel and Gretel. And in that score by Wilder and Engvik, she has both a morning song and an evening song. So here are both of those.
And bright stars.
You heard Barbara Cook sing The Morning Song and The Evening Song from the score to the television musical version of Hansel and Gretel. And her Hansel was Red Buttons, and gratefully he did not sing very much.
Well, her other leading man, a year earlier in 1957, for a Gilbert and Sullivan television broadcast of Yeomen of the Guard, did sing quite a bit, and that was Alfred Drake. We have a duet for them, and it's one that we like a great deal. This is I Have a Song to Sing, O, from Yeomen of the Guard.
I have a song to sing, O.
Sing me a song, O.
It is sung to the moon by a lovelorn loon who fled from the mocking throng. Oh, it's the song of a merry man, moping mum, whose soul was sad and whose glance was glum, who sipped no sup and who craved no crumb as he sighed for the love of a lady. Heidi, heidi, misery me, lackadady, he sipped no sup and he craved no crumb as he sighed for the love of a lady.
Have a song to sing, oh.
What is your song, oh?
It is sung with the ring of the songs made sing, who love with a love life long, oh. It's the song of a merry maid, peerly proud, who laughed aloud and who laughed aloud at the moan of the merry man, moping mum, whose soul was sad and whose glance was glum, who sipped no sup and who craved no crumb as he sighed for the love of a lady. Lady, misery me, lackadady, he sipped no sup and he craved no crumb as he sighed for the love of a lady.
I have a song to sing, oh.
Sing me your song, oh.
It is sung to the knell of a churchyard bell and a doleful dirge ding-dong, oh. It's a song of a popinjay bravely born who turned up his noble nose with scorn at the humble merry maid purely proud who loved a lord and who laughed aloud at the moan of the merry man moping mum whose soul was sad and whose glance was glum, who sipped no sup and who craved no crumb as he sighed for the love of a lady. Heidi, heidi, misery me, lackadady, he sipped no sup and he craved no crumb as he sighed for the love of a lady.
I have a song to sing, oh.
Sing me your song, oh.
It is sung with a sigh and a tear in the eye, for it tells of a righted wrong, oh. It's a song of the merry maid once so gay, who turned on a heel and tripped away from the peacock popinjay bravely born, who turned up his noble nose with scorn at the humble heart that he did not prize. So she begged on her knees with downcast eyes for the love of the merry man moping mum, whose soul was sad and whose glance was glum, who sipped no sup and who craved no crumb as he sighed for the love of a lady.
Lady, lady, misery me, lackadady, his pains were o'er and he sighed no more, for he lived in the love of a lady. Hey, hey, misery me, lackadady, his pains were o'er and he sighed no more, for he lived in the love of a lady.
From a 1957 television performance of Yeomen of the Guard by Gilbert and Sullivan, that was Barbara Cook with her co-star Alfred Drake with I Have a Song to Sing, O.
And that's a bonus track on the CD version of Hansel and Gretel on Sepia Records. Barbara Cook's last Broadway appearance in a musical was in The Grass Harp, which I saw in one of his previews. And it probably deserved to run only 7 performances, which is what it did, because it was a mess. But she was lovely, and she got to sing an absolutely beautiful song called Chain of Love.
Chain as nature is a chain of life, with link after link after link, then I've always been in love, I think. No youth ever stole my heart, no suitor ever sought my hand. I've nothing at all to confess, yet I've always been. Like honey inside a bee. If love is a chain of love, as nature is a chain of life, with link after link after link, then I'll always be in love, I think. I love to spend whole mornings in the kitchen, where it's warm and clove, though a foot high pot of coffee's on the stove. And there I love to speak of sleepy summers. They were long enough when I was young, and to tell of lazy picnics in the hills when the leaves were alive, alive with whippoorwills. And I can't hold back my feelings and keep them safely sealed. Love bursts out of me and flies like a bird in a sunflower field. If love is a chain of love, as nature is a chain of life, a chain.
From The Grass Harp by Richardson and Emsley, you heard Barbara Cook sing Chain of Love.
Now, Barbara Cook is actually on two different Showboat recordings. The latter one, and that's what we're going to go to first, she co-starred with Stephen Douglas at Lincoln Center in one of their summer musicals that they did there. And we have a recording of that. We have a recording of both, which is wonderful. With Stephen Douglas, she'll sing You Are Love, and this comes from the 1966 Lincoln Center cast.
Just a joke to tell, like a lonely punchinello, my role was gay. But I knew the joke was aimless. Time went on, I liked the game less. For you see, somewhere lurked a spark divine, and I kept wondering whether mine would come to. Then my fortune turned and I found you. Here you are with my arms around you. You will never know what you've meant to me.
What? heaven has sent to me.
Here's a bright and beautiful world all new, wrapped up in you.
From the 1966 Lincoln Center cast of Showboat, that was Barbara Cook with Stephen Douglas and You Are Love.
In 1962, Barbara Cook participated in a studio cast recording of Showboat, which included music that was recorded for the very first time. And her leading man there was John Raitt. And we're going to hear Barbara Cook and John Raitt from that recording, which is now available on Sony Classical, sing Make Believe.
Only make believe I love you. Only make believe that you love me. Others find peace of mind in pretending. Couldn't you? Couldn't I? Couldn't we? Or two or three,
just too much to say, the words that betray my heart.
We only pretend, you do not offend, in playing a lover's part. The game of just supposing is the sweetest game I know. Our dreams are more romantic than the world we see.
And if the things we dream about don't happen to be so, that's just an unimportant technicality.
Barbara Cook and John Raitt sang Make Believe from the 1962 studio cast recording of Showboat. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio could not exist without your financial support.
Now, most people believe that Barbara Cook's career started with The Music Man, but that was actually her seventh Broadway appearance. She had done Flahoolie, the strange puppet show, Oklahoma, the revival where she played Ado Annie, the first Carousel as Carrie Pipperidge, then she did Plain and Fancy, Candide, another Carousel where she played Julie Jordan, and then The Music Man came. But that's the one that I think most people know her for. Let's listen to a song from that Music Man. We're going to go back to the 1957 cast recording and listen to Barbara Cook sing Good Night, My Someone.
Sleep tight, my someone.
From the Music Man, the first Marian Peru with Goodnight, My Someone. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And we're celebrating Barbara Cook on the Dress Circle.
When I went to see the Music Man in 1958, I sat in the last row of the balcony the very first time I saw it, and it was magic. And sitting next to me was a woman who had seen the show 18 times previously. And she said to me, "Well, I think this is lovely, but I really enjoyed Barbara Cook in Plain and Fancy. She was so great in that show." And she went on to tell me all about Plain and Fancy, which I didn't really know at the time, and I have since gotten to know, and both Michael and I were dialect coaches for a production in London. And Michael did the Pennsylvania Dutch accent, and I did my New York accent. But we're going to go to the Plain and Fancy original cast album for Barbara Cook to sing "This Is All Very New to Me." Plain and Fancy, Barbara Cook sang, "This Is All Very New to Me."
I think one of the main songs that's associated with Cook or with her career was Glitter and Be Gay from Candide, because even though the show didn't do well, that cast recording never went out of print. So you know Glitter and Be Gay, and you probably own it. So let's look at two other Barbara Cook songs from Candide. They're both duets with Robert Rounsell, and the first is when they're met up again with each other, and they're talking about how their life is just absolutely wonderful, and it's "Oh Happy We," even though they're talking about two entirely different things.
When we feel we can afford it, we'll build a modest little farm.
We'll buy
aboard it, rolling in luxury and stylish charm.
Cows and chickens,
social world,
peas and cabbage,
ropes of pearls.
Soon there'll be little ones beside us. We'll have a sweet Westphalian home.
Somehow we'll grow as rich as Midas. We'll live in Paris when we're not in Rome.
Smiling baby,
marble halls,
Sunday picnics,
costume balls. Oh, what my rooms of silk and satin be chic. I'll have all that I desire.
Endless the tutor us in Latin and Greek, while we sit before the fire,
glowing rubies,
glowing logs,
faithful servants,
faithful dogs. Apple pie.
I love marriage.
So do I.
Happy pair, oh happy we. It's very rare, how we agree. Oh happy pair, oh happy we. It's very rare, how we agree. Oh happy pair, oh happy we. It's very rare, how we agree.
Candide is full of strange things and strange people, and one of the things that happens is that people get killed and come back. And that's the information you need for the next duet between Barbara Cook and Robert Rounsville. It's called You Were Dead, You Know.
Ah, ah, is it true?
Is it true?
Go and under.
And bayoneted too.
That is very true. Oh, but love will find a way.
Then what did you do?
We'll go into that another day. Now let's talk of you. You are looking very well. Weren't you clever here to survive?
I've a sorry tale to tell. I escaped more dead than alive.
Portugal and Spain,
I would do it all again. Find you at last, reunited after so much pain. But the pain is past, we are one again.
We are one at last,
one again, one at last, one again, one at last.
Barbara Cook and Robert Rounsville sang our last two selections, and that last one was called You Were Dead, You Know.
One of our favorite Cook shows is She Loves Me, and we don't understand why it doesn't do better at the box office when it's revived. It's a beautiful show. In it, Barbara Cook played Amalia Balish, who is trying to get a job in a perfumery, and they have hundreds of music boxes that the owner bought that they can't seem to move. But she gets a brilliant idea, and it gets her the job. Here she is to sing about that music box, No More Candy.
A functional candy box?
How functional?
How? Let me tell you. This little box has been a lifesaver to many, many women. They have a slight tendency to overweight. And don't we all? We sit at home reading a good book or listening to a symphony, and without realizing it, our hand slips into the candy box. We become indiscreet, eating sweet after sweet, though we know all too well where that may lead. So this box was designed with the two of us in mind as the kind of reminder we need. When you raise the lid, the music plays like a disapproving nod, and it sings in your ear, "No more candy, my dear." In a way, it's a little like the voice of God.
That was Barbara Cook from She Loves Me with No More Candy.
In She Loves Me, we have two people who write to each other and become great friends through their letters, but they work together and they hate each other, at least at the beginning. And that's a sort of setup for our next song, which is called Where's My Shoe? And this is the song that brings us to Barbara Cook's showstopper called Ice Cream. Here, Barbara Cook is joined by her leading man, played by Daniel Massey, with Where's My Shoe? From the original cast of She Loves Me.
You've come to see if I'm really sick, is that it? So you can tell everyone there's not a thing wrong with me, that I just don't care about my job. Well, Mr. Novak, you're not going to have that chance. What time is it? I won't be very late.
Miss Balish, you're sick. You ought to be in bed.
Where's my other shoe? Help me find my other shoe. Don't just stand there like that. Where's my shoe?
I think you should lie down.
Help me find my shoe. I can't leave until I do. Will you give me my hat? Where's my shoe?
Please, Miss Balish, lie down.
I hate to disappoint you. Now that you have your hopes up, thrilled to be doing something mean.
Miss Balish, do be
just
sensible.
Just tell me if it's cold out. Come help me pick a sweater. I can't decide on white or green.
Now, Miss Balish, you're sick and you ought to lie down.
Can't you put my shoe? That's a sneaky thing to do. You don't want me to go, do you? I can see right through you. Where's my shoe?
You shouldn't be on your feet.
Where's my shoe?
Be a good girl and go back.
I'm right. If I were a shoe, where would I have gotten to? Now, if I were a shoe, I'd be there.
Please, Miss Balish, lie down.
Is it very cold? Yes, you told me it was cold. Tell me, what kind of dress should I wear?
You have fever, I think.
I couldn't wear a sweater. That wouldn't fit my mood now. I feel like wearing something gay.
Miss Balish, you're hysterical.
I'm feeling so much better. I feel so gay and giddy. One shoe and I'll be on my way.
You are going to bed, which is where you belong.
I see. There is nothing wrong with me. I am going. You can't stop me. Stop it. No, please drop me. Put me down.
No, you're not leaving this room.
Here's my shoe.
You're going nowhere but back.
Barbara Cook appeared in Follies in Concert at Lincoln Center in 1985, and we couldn't decide which song to use, so we're using two, and we'll play them back to back. The first is a duet with George Hearn entitled Too Many Mornings, and then her fabulous rendition of Losing My Mind.
Too many mornings, waking and pretending I reach for you. Thousands of warnings, dreaming of my girl. All that time wasted merely passing through. Time I could have spent so content, wasting time with you. Too many mornings wishing that the room might be filled with you. Morning to morning, turning into days. All the days that I thought would never end. All the nights with another day to spend. Standing at the door, Sally moving to the bed, Sally resting in my arms, with her head against my head.
If you don't kiss me, Ben, I think I'm gonna die.
What I'd wear tonight, and when should I get here? How should I find you? Where I'd stand, what I'd say in case you didn't remember how I'd remind you.
Loved you
I
this
walked
much.
Me the last time.
We could always be
the time I was
this
happy. Too many mornings wasted in pretending I reach.
Still to come. How much time can we hope that there will be? Not much time, but it's time enough for me. If there's time to look up and see.
The sun comes up, I think about you
the coffee cup, I think about you. I want you so. It's like I'm losing my mind. The morning ends, I think about you. I talk to friends, I think about you. And do they know? It's like I'm losing my mind. All afternoon, doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me, or were you just being kind? Or am I losing my mind? I want you so. It's like I'm losing my mind. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved.
Sadly, we're closing with two songs from Follies in Concert, sadly because we have so much more. Too Many Mornings, Barbara Cook and George Hearn, and then Losing My Mind.
We had planned to end with a song from Sondheim on Sondheim, her last appearance on Broadway, but there's no time for Loving You, the song that she sang that belonged to the leading lady of Passion.
And unfortunately, that's all we have time for, but I have a funny feeling since we had to discard so many wonderful songs and performances that we wanted to use, that there might be a Celebrating Barbara Cook Part 2 coming up in the future. Stay tuned for that. Join us on the website or wherever, because we just have to honor this woman. She did so much, and her concert career, we didn't even get into the concerts. And that was the major part of her career after about 1971, Wally Harper, and she traveled the world and brought joy to many.
Next week, we'll be doing some duets, and these are not necessarily love duets, although when we made up our list, we let love duets be one of the choices.
But not all of them, you'll see. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Drift Swing.